and then hit me at 1-877-PARSHOW or tweet us at Russ Parshow. Real simple. All right, here's number one. She cares how your friends are doing. She knows all your friends by name and is generally invested whether or not your roommate, Kate, gets together with the guy she likes. It's that she knows all your friends and cares about what they feel.
But, you know, it's always that one friend you don't care about.
All right. Number two, you can go on trips together and not fight constantly.
Well, that's the
worst. If you're going out, your lady and you guys don't fight while on trips, because that's the time where y'all should be celebrating.
Party.
Okay. Number three, you still catch her checking you out. My wife looks at me all the time going, God, he's hot.
I doubt that.
Look at those double bellies.
I doubt that.
Look at those bellies.
You think the man boobs. You think Darnell still thinks you're hot?
Multiple bellies.
You weren't hot.
You guys weren't hot when you met.
My wife thinks I'm hot.
Okay.
I can't blame her.
What am
I supposed to do?
You can't blame her.
I can't blame her.
But them lips, though.
Somebody tripping.
My wife keeps laughing about that. The other reason why you're with a woman that you probably should marry, you share the same values.
Yes. Okay. Like, if you're Christian and they're not, that's going to be a problem later on.
Unequally yoked.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem.
The other thing, she loves bragging about you. My wife never brags about me because she's not into that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But if your woman likes bragging about you around, but she does in a way when she's talking to her friends.
She does brag about
you. Russ does this and that.
Yeah, she does brag. She's bragged about you to me, and I'm like, so?
Yeah, thanks. Number six, you hear your friends complain about their significant others, and you can't relate.
Yeah.
She kind of keeps all that stuff to herself.
You better. Yeah. You better.
The other thing, this woman is your biggest supporter.
Yeah.
You could be out there just messing up, but she's supporting you no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay. Number eight, you feel comfortable planning things way, way in the future
with her. Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people do short-term plans.
Yeah, like here's what we're going to do for Labor Day weekend.
Because we may not be together after that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Hey.
Okay, you like that.
It wants you to.
Number nine, she makes sacrifices for you and you do the same for her.
But it has to be both ways. That's
right.
The problem. A lot of people only do it one way.
Like, baby, I'm not going to get the last hit off this joint. I'm going
to
give it to you.
You
get the last piece of chicken, baby.
Yeah. That's what y'all mean?
All of that. Yeah.
The other thing, you're probably with the woman that you should marry. She's not trying to change you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, she knows.
Unless it's like your clothes.
Yeah, but you know, she knows you messing up and she thinks she can fix you.
There's a difference between change you and upgrading you.
Yeah, right. But Russ, you still wear the same white socks no matter what. Same athletic white socks. From 20 years.
Well, Darnell is keeping him in the safe zone.
Right.
Nobody wants that.
The other reason why you're with a woman you should be marrying, your friends are really genuinely happy for you guys.
Yeah.
No hate.
Okay.
Friends know because they've seen everybody else you were with and they're like, oh, those ones.
Can't base that on everything, though. Some of my friends hate.
They hate when you're happy.
Yeah.
12, you can be completely honest with her about anything. Just don't bring up some of the old freaky stuff you used to do.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Yeah, that
could
be
dangerous.
A problem.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be rude, says if after you do the grown up, you don't want to get rid of them. You know, once y'all do the do, you're not like, all right, you got to get up out of here.
Yeah.
So you still don't mind them staying.
13, she's the first person you want to talk to when something cool, funny, weird happens.
Your best friend.
That's your best friend.
That's the first call I want to
make
to my wife.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to tell her.
Right. 14, she indulges your guilty pleasures.
Ooh.
Like, she makes certain cakes and things that she shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
She knows that. I bet maybe that's her way of getting rid of me. I don't even think about that.
I like that.
Trying to clog them arteries.
She don't mind doing something strange.
And the big thing, you want to protect her.
Yeah.
At all costs.
Always.
Yeah.
Man, I will stand in front of a train.
Yeah.
For my wife. Really. I mean, but that's how I knew that I married the right person.
Yeah.
I don't know how y'all feel about it. I don't know what your take is. 1-877-727.
That's interesting. That's an interesting list.
7746. I think so. Tracy in Cincinnati, how you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right. Good. Your take.
So, what makes me a good wife and all of that is every once in a while, maybe twice out of the season, I will make myself watch football and I sit there on the couch.
that's great.
Fun.
That is a good one.
But, you know, Tracy, I got a text from your husband. He's preferably, we want her naked.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what?
Hey, Michael, we don't want to think about that, man.
Ew.
Obviously not. Okay. Just so you guys know. No, but listen, Albert, you know you're single. These are tips that you really want to take to heart.
Hey, I believe when I'm looking for somebody, I'm like, can I see forever in them? Can I deal
and
with
And you
that?
Haven't yet? What
when,
the
I, when I deal with this stuff that get on my nerves, can, is it tolerable?
Is it forever, ever, ever?
Exactly.
Ever, ever. All right. Ever. Good morning. Hello. What's your take?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's happening, man?
And I knew I was marrying my wife the first moment I met her, man.
I can't believe this.
What was it? What was it that got it? Was it? She was doing a Cincinnati bow tie on you.
The first.
No, it was actually, man, the way she carried herself.
Yeah.
She carried herself like a grown woman. Her appearance, the way she spoke to me, she didn't speak to me like we just stepped out the club. She spoke to me like a real man, and that just sat well with me.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of women that you probably dated before in the past that didn't like certain things about you. This one doesn't care.
Yeah.
You know, that's the beautiful
thing
about that.
What's crazy about that statement, I never believed that before. But Russ said it when he met her, and I'll never forget it. My husband told his mom the day he met me, and I wasn't thinking about him like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, he hot. But
sure. Yeah, I called Darnell's mom and said, you know, I'm going to marry your daughter. She said, you crazier than a Bessie.
You told me too. I was like, what, boy?
Good morning. Yeah. Hello? Yes. Your take.
Good morning, man. Yeah. Hey, y'all have to get rid of that unequally yoked I'm going to call it nonsense. I'm an atheist. I've been married to my Christian wife for 13 years. Uh-huh. Wonderful.
How does that work?
Do you
said your Christian wife?
Do y'all go to church together?
He's an atheist.
No, but I understand.
His wife is a Christian. How does that work?
Well, it's respecting each other's worldview.
But as an atheist, that doesn't mean you don't believe in God. Does that mean you just, you question it?
No,
that
means you don't
believe in
God. No, that's
my personal position, I don't believe in God.
Okay.
Oh, you guys aren't going to go to heaven together. Oh,
that's not necessarily true.
How are you going to raise your kids?
He's
an atheist.
Good morning. Hello. What's your take?
What's up, Russell Crew? How y'all doing, man?
All right. What's happening?
I knew in middle school, 13 years old, I told my girlfriend then that I would marry her. And I knew she was the one at 13 years of age.
That's so sweet. But who changed? Didn't somebody change at like 18, wild out? Nothing. None of that happened?
No, none of that happened. We were serious. Even as kids, we were serious. We dated for 7 years all the way through school. And then we married. Now we're getting ready to celebrate 14 years of marriage.
Oh, that's wonderful, man.
Congratulations.
Nice. Love at first sight.
You guys are lucky. It doesn't always happen that way.
No, it really does.
I had to go through a lot of thoughts.
Carter Wade 99 says, when you see her and your first thought is, get her pregnant.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I kind of went through my mind. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to try to do this before she figures
me
out.
But that don't mean they're going to stay, though.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's true.
Good morning. What's your take?
Good morning.
Yes.
Yes, I know for a fact that I'm getting ready to marry the love of my life because I could never be without him.
Mm. What does he think?
Oops, stop it now, Freitas.
He thinks it's the best thing in the world. I can't be without him. Work is work. I understand that.
Yeah.
But I cannot be without him. I can't go. My family wants to go to Dallas, and he doesn't really want to go. I want to miss going to Dallas with my family to marry, to have a wedding this May.
Because that's
are you
family.
Guys already engaged?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's sweet. But go ahead and go to Texas. It's hot.
All right. Anyway. Good morning. Hello. What's your take?
Yes. I think once you can use the bathroom.
Thank you. Thank you.
I need the door open.
With your significant other.
Thank you.
That's when you know that's the one.
That's one thing I like about my wife, not to get real personal. She will not do anything like that around
she's
me.
She's a Southern Belle.
I would never want anyone to do that.
Right. She's a Southern Belle. Right. I'm a Southern Belle, but I don't care.
Do being a Southern
Good morning. Baby. Hello. What's your take?
Good morning, Russ. Paul from D.C.
Yes.
Oh. Hey, man, I think you just figured out why 50% of marriages end in 5 years. Because I doubt if anybody got all of those things on that list.
Well, you know, because you're negative.
All of them.
Billy Fee Johnson writes, I'm a good husband because I sit with her and watch those crazy shows on the ID channel about these psycho females. She's getting some ideas, dude.
Yeah, you better watch out.
Watch
that ID channel. My son watches that. I said, man, you know, you can't get away with it.
That's right. Those are the best shows. I watch them while I'm on a treadmill.
Man, one after another. No. Good morning. Hello. What's your take?
Yes. Good morning. I've been married 21 years, and I proposed to my wife after 3 weeks of dating her.
Wow.
And, she was the one woman who appreciated how I love. And what I mean by that is before her, I would hear women say, you know, Albert, you're too nice. So I stepped up my game and I would play these mind games. And they showed me a lot of love after that. But I could see myself around my wife.
Yeah. Well, that's excellent, man. And, you know, that happens for some of us. I'm happy for you, bro.